The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with a few giggles here. How about laughter the best medicine? Three male dogs are walking down the street when they see a beautiful female poodle. They all scramble to reach her first, but end up arriving in front of her at the same time. Aware of her obvious effect on the suitor, she tells them the first one who uses the words liver and cheese together in an imaginative sentence can go out with me. I love liver and cheese, the golden retriever bleats out. Oh, how childish, says the poodle. The Labrador tries next. I hate liver and cheese. My, my, says the poodle. I guess it's hopeless. Then she turns to the last of the three dogs and says, how about you, little guy? The Yorkie, tiny in stature but big in finesse, gives her a smile and a shy wink, turns to the other dogs and says, liver alone, cheese mine. A guy tells his friend, I bought my wife a diamond ring. You told me she wanted a car, the friend explains. Yeah, says the first guy, but where would I find a fake car? Arguing with your spouse is like trying to read terms of the use policy on the internet. In the end, you give up and go, I agree. Rumor has it. Is there rehab for gossiping? I don't need it, but I'll tell you who does. The winning pot of chili at the county fair cook-off was named Gossip. Good to your face, but it talks behind your back. Oh, that's good. Two aliens land their ship on a golf course and watch a young man play. First, he hits his ball into high grass and mumbles with curses and goes to retrieve it. Next, he hits it into a sand trap, shouting and swearing on his way to collect it. Then he hits a perfect shot and the ball goes right in the hole. The first alien turns to the second and says, uh-oh, cover your ears. He's going to be really mad now. At the supermarket, a customer buying a lot of groceries was checking out. As the clerk lifted the final bag, its bottom gave way, sending the contents crashing to the floor. They don't make these bags like they used to, the clerk said to the customer. That was supposed to happen in your driveway. And there's a picture here of a bunch of those little candy hearts you get for Valentine's Day. Oh, Sweet Nothings is the title of the piece. Artificial intelligence still has much to learn when it comes to matters of the heart. These are some of the supposedly fun, flirty messages one of the most sophisticated text-generated computer programs came up with after being shown examples of the real candy. The real candy heart has forever. The artificial intelligence has doomed. The real one has love bug. The artificial intelligence says ants can stay. Hug me, says the real one. Body part, says the AI. Let's kiss, says the real one. Biohazard, says the artificial intelligence. True love, says the heart, the real heart. Mild feel, says the artificial intelligence. Everyday miracles. Doug Falter returned home one day. Oh, first of all, there's a picture of the Philippines and Hawaii. It's a drawing picture and a Pacific Ocean. And there's two guys holding surfboards, one on the Philippines and one in Hawaii. Doug Falter returned home in the evening of February 3rd, 2018, teary-eyed and exhausted. The 33-year-old professional photographer had just run from one end of Hawaii's Waimea Bay to the other, the length of three football fields, while frantically scanning the water like a starving seabird in search of a fish. Still not finding what he was looking for after more than an hour, he tried scaling some nearby rocks to get a view, but by then the night had started to fall. At home, Falter took his search online. Was surfing tonight and lost my baby, he wrote on Facebook. That baby was a 10.5-foot-long baby blue surfboard that had been custom-made for him. Hours early, the crash of a big wave and the powerful swells of the bay had separated Falter from his prized possession. Wonder why I didn't have that strap on. I caught the biggest waves of my life on that board, Falter later said. That's why it means so much to me. He hoped it would wash ashore in the coming days, and whoever spotted it would have also seen his Facebook post. But instead of pushing Falter's surfboard to show, the currents of Waimea Bay swept it out to sea, away from Oahu and from the Hawaiian Islands altogether. Weeks passed with no sign of the surfboard. Then months later, Lyle Carson, who had customized the board for Falter, told him of another lost surfboard that was found 4 years later after a fisherman hooked it. That give me hope, Falter says, but by that time I was like, I just have to forget about it. He saved for months to buy a new custom surfboard for $1,500. Those boards aren't cheap, he says. But Falter never completely forgot about the board, which 6 months after, and more than 5,000 miles away from where it disappeared, floated by the remote island of Sarangani in the southern Philippines. The local fisherman who found it didn't have much use for his unusual catch of the day, so he sold the board to Gio Verbanzula, a 36-year-old elementary school teacher. Branzula hoped to learn to surf and one day share the skill with his students, who regularly accompany him on the beach cleanups. It has been my dream to ride the big waves here, Branzella says. He bought Falter's surfboard for $40. The once blue board had faded to a pale straw color during his journey, but its distinctive markings were still there. Two elephants, one at either end, each framed in a diamond emblem. Underneath the emblems were the words, Lyle Carson Surfboards, Oahu, Hawaii. I couldn't believe it, Branzuela said on realizing how far the surfboard had traveled. He reached out to Carlson online last July and sent him a photo of the board. Carlson, in turn, reached out to Falter, who then contacted Branzuela directly to ask for more photos. Those extra shots confirmed the board was his. Falter was shocked to learn that his baby had drifted across the world's largest ocean and survived. It was the craziest thing I had ever heard, Falter said. He was ecstatic, but not only for himself. When I learned this guy bought it because he wanted to learn how to surf, I thought, this is the coolest way I could ever have lost $1,500. Seeing interest in the sport grow means a lot to Falter. I couldn't imagine a better ending to this story, he says. But the story was far from over. Even now, months later, Falter and Branzuela are in contact almost every day. The coronavirus pandemic has delayed their plans to meet in person, but Falter's know his surfboard is in safe hands in the Philippines. I told him I would take good care of it, Branzuela says. In the meantime, Falter wanted to thank Branzuela with some surfing supplies, but the teacher asked for school supplies instead, such as backpacks for his students, materials to help them learn English. That fueled me to raise money for the kids, Falter said. So far, he has collected $2,500, which he has used to buy and ship maps, puzzles, classroom posters, textbooks, and workbooks, along with beloved children's titles like Charlotte's Web and the BFG, as well as volumes in the Harry Potter series. I'm just happy for the opportunity to do something good, Falter says. As for the surfboard, Falter is delighted that Branzuela is using it, if only for splashing around in the shallow water since he is a novice. When Branzuela bought the board, he had no idea it was made specifically for a man of his exact size. It's pretty wild. The same height, Falter says of the happy coincidence. When the two men finally do meet for the handoff, Falter plans to make it an even exchange by giving Branzuela a brand new board. And before he leaves the Philippines, Falter wants to do what Branzuela hoped the board would do, teach him to surf. Then there's the piece about the nicest place in America. Do you know a place this nice? The international students at the United World Colleges campus in New Mexico were among the scores of people who couldn't get back home after COVID-19 hit. Fortunately, the farmers at the nearby and aptly named Buena para Todos, Good for All Farm, where some of the students had been helping out, had a plan. When they learned that their volunteers were stranded, they hired a crew of unemployed construction workers to build a sunny space for the handful of young women from Egypt, Jordan, Cayman Islands, Niger, and Nigeria to live, says Director Von Saldivar. We are glad that we could open our doors and our land to these beautiful young people. We look forward to when we will be able to open the farm to everyone. In the meantime, we use the time to dig, plant, and grow. Do you know of a place where acts of kindness bring people together? Visit rd.com/nicest to share your nomination for the nicest place in America for 2021. And there's a picture of a bunch of rather attractive young women walking around this farm, planting stuff and digging in the bushes. And now for this month's cover story, how to keep your heart young. Exercise and proper diet are a good start, but these cardiologists' approved tips offer surprisingly helpful additions to any routine. Given our current health crisis, it's easy to forget that COVID-19 is not the leading cause of death in the United States. That distinction belongs to heart disease, which killed more than 650,000 Americans in 2018. Research now shows that COVID-19 itself may harm the heart by either hindering the flow of oxygen or initiating a potentially damaging immune response. Clearly, it is more important than ever to take control of your cardiovascular health no matter your age. As many as 10% of all heart attacks strike people younger than 45. These 34 facts are a perfect place to learn to begin any heart health education. Number 1. Get screened early. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends that everyone over the age of 18 have a regular hypertension or high blood pressure screening. In the United States, nearly half of all adults have high blood pressure, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, roughly 1 out of 5 people with high blood pressure doesn't know it. Your blood pressure can be high without showing any symptoms. That's why it's known as the silent killer, says Nikia Goldberg, MD, a cardiologist and a medical director for the Joan H. Tisch Center for Women's Health at New York University's Langhorne Medical Center. Boy, that's a mouthful. You should all receive a lipoprotein profile, which measures your LDL, bad cholesterol, HDL, good cholesterol, and total cholesterol. If left untreated, high blood pressure and high cholesterol can lead to heart disease, an aneurysm, or even a stroke. Number 2. Manage your stress and anxiety. Stress plays a role in 77% of all health concerns, including digestive trouble and inability to lose weight and heart disease, says Nikki Martinez, PA Doctor of Psychology and Adjunct Psychology Instructor at Southern New Hampshire University. When you reach an age where your body is going through changes and is not bouncing back as it once did, stress and anxiety can start to become quite significant issues, she explains. Learning solid coping skills, stress management, mindfulness, and healthy outlets can truly impact each and every area of your functioning. Stress relief can come in many forms. Try taking a deep breath, giving yourself a mini massage by massaging the palm of one hand with the thumb of the other. Oh, that's cool. Reciting a mantra, such as I've got this, or I feel calm, breathing the scent of lavender, peppermint, or rose, taking a walk, or simply spacing out for a few minutes. Number 3. Pay attention to your shoes. Edema, the buildup of excess fluid in the body tissues, can be the result of congestive heart failure, and I will testify that's true. When your heart doesn't pump blood as effectively as it should, the blood instead collects and causes swelling, most commonly in the feet and legs. People may notice their shoes feel tight, or their socks make lines on their ankles, says Greg Fonero, MD, interim chief of the University of California, Los Angeles Division of Cardiology. And as a person who's had heart disease and a heart attack and a bypass, I will tell you right now, that is a definite indicator that you've got heart problems. Watch the cleaning chemicals. Many cleaning products, even some green ones, contain chemicals that have been linked to strokes and high blood pressure. When possible, clean your house with items you cook with, such as white vinegar, lemon, baking soda, and cornstarch. Number 5. Toss your plastic containers. Chemicals commonly found in plastic water bottles and food containers, such as bisphenol, or BPA, and phthalates, and phthalates, phthalates, leach into the contents of these containers. More than 50 medical papers link phthalates to cardiovascular issues. Use glass, ceramic, or stainless steel containers instead. Or look at the other recycling code on the bottom of any plastic container. If it's a 3 or a 7, the container may contain BPAs or phthalates. Ask about new devices. Number 6. Heart failure. A life-threatening chronic condition in which the heart is too weak to properly pump the blood and organs that the body needs affects 6.2 million adults in the U.S. per the CDC. For these patients, there's new hope. In 2019, the Food and Drug Administration approved the Barostim Neo System as a breakthrough device that gives patients who do not benefit from standard treatments an option to reduce their symptoms and improve their quality of life. It's easily inserted under the collarbone. Number 7. And medications that multitask. As an adult, having type 2 diabetes is increasing your risk of dying from heart disease, as much as fourfold, reports the American Heart Association. If you have been diagnosed with the condition, ask your doctor about the diabetes drugs also have heart protective properties, including empagliflozin, Jardiance, dulaglutide, Trulicity, and semaglutide, Ozempic. These reduce the likelihood of a heart attack, a stroke, heart failure, and even kidney disease, said Eduardo Sanchez, MD, Chief Medical Officer for Prevention of the AHA. And boy, if you've watched any TV lately, Trulicity and Ozempic are just on the TV all the time for an ad. Number 8, mind the salt, whatever your blood pressure. Even for people who don't have high blood pressure, less sodium will significantly blunt the rise in blood pressure that occurs as we age, says Dr. Goldberg. As an important bonus, it will also reduce the risk of developing other conditions like kidney disease, which are also associated with eating too much sodium. Number 9. Vegetarians. Be aware, you are not immune. There's a lot of hype around plant-based diets, with good reason. Eating a diet low in animal sources of protein and fat, and high in produce has been linked to lower risk of cardiovascular disease, says Aaron M. Nichols, M.D., Associate Director of Preventive Cardiology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. But not all meatless diets are healthy. You can avoid meat and still load up on refined grains, simple starchy carbs, sugary beverages, and dairy, thereby increasing your risk of disease, including heart disease. Number 10. Ladies, take note if you have a preterm pregnancy. Women who undergo spontaneous preterm delivery before 37 weeks may have greater likelihood of heart disease, according to a Dutch study. Moms and preemie had a 38% higher risk of coronary artery disease, a 71% higher risk of stroke, and more than double the risk of overall heart disease. Researchers say these women may be prone to inflammation, which is linked to preterm delivery and common among heart disease patients. Number 11, or experience lower estrogen levels. Estrogen is essential for the maintenance of many of the body's systems, including reproductive health, bone development, mood management, and heart health. When menopause hits, at age 51 on average, estrogen takes a nosedive. Those changes result in the development of risk factors for heart disease, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes, says cardiologist Kavitha Chinnanayan, MD, Director of Cardiac Imaging Research and an Associate Professor of Medicine at Oakland University and Beaumont School of Medicine. Research at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, found that women who enter menopause early, before age 46, may have double the risk for heart attack or stroke. Women's Day reported, experts suspect that if you stop ovulating prematurely, this may be a sign of blood vessel disease, and you may need extra screenings, according to the magazine. Number 12, or pass stress tests but still have chest pain. Heart attack symptoms can be present differently in women because there's a difference in plaque buildup and blockage patterns between men and women, according to cardiologist C. Norbury Mertz, M.D., director of the Women's Heart Center at the Cedars-Sinai Art Institute. Whereas men often have plaque buildup in the major arteries around the heart, in women it is the smaller coronary blood vessels that cease to constrict and dilate properly, creating the lack of blood flow and oxygen to the heart, Dr. Mary Mertz says. Thus, women can have normal angiograms and stress tests, even if they have heart disease, leading doctors to dismiss even the classic symptoms, such as chest pain and shortness of breath. Women may also experience dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting, upper back pressure, and extreme fatigue, all of which can easily be mistaken for other issues. Number 13. Men, have a beer. A study published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry found that men who drank one beer a day for a month lowered their cholesterol levels and increased their blood levels of heart-healthy antioxidants and reduced their level of fibrinogen, a protein that contributes to blood clots. Red wine might be even better. Some studies suggest that resveratrol, an antioxidant found in the skin of grapes used to make red wine, can reduce cholesterol and lower blood pressure. That being said, research clearly shows that too much alcohol can lead to heart failure, not to mention liver damage, obesity, and some types of cancer. So whether you choose beer or wine, keep it to just one or two drinks a day. Number 14. Open the windows in your home. The air inside your home might even be more polluted than the air in the world's dirtiest cities. There are dozens of possible sources, including hairspray, candles, fumes from the nonstick coating on your cookware, or smoke from a wood stove or fireplace. While any of these might be harmless in small amounts, the caustic brew they create when mixed together can turn up inflammation, raise blood pressure, and harden arteries. Open windows and use a fan to circulate the air and reduce indoor pollution levels. Number 15. But keep them closed in the car. This reduces your exposure to airborne pollutants. A Harvard University study found that exposure reduces something called a heart variability, HRV, or the ability of your heart to respond to various activities and stresses. Reduced HRV has been associated with increased deaths among heart attack survivors, as well as the general population. Number 16. Take note of daylight saving time. When researchers examined 3 years of Michigan hospital records to track the number of heart attacks that required stent insertions, They found that the frequency of these procedures fluctuated when daylight savings time started and ended. On the Monday after the springing ahead, an hour, there was a 24% increase in heart attacks. Since the total heart attack counts for those weeks were not drastically different from other weeks, research determined that the chime change didn't necessarily make the heart attacks happen, but rather made them likely to occur sooner than they otherwise would have. This is probably due to disrupted sleep-wake cycles and increased stress at the start of a new week of work. However, on Tuesday, after falling back, there were 21% fewer heart attacks. It's because you get an extra hour of sleep. 17. And beware of natural disasters. A hurricane or earthquake in your region affects you not only mentally and emotionally, but physically as well. Research at Tulane Medical Center in New Orleans studied the number of patients suffering heart attacks in the years after Hurricane Katrina hit the area in 2005. They found a threefold increase in the 10 years after Katrina, compared with the numbers in 2003 and 2004. Patients were also more likely to have a heart attack risk factors after the hurricane, including high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, and diabetes. Number 18, prioritize sleep. A sound snooze is good for your heart, but as you age, your brain and neurons begin to change and your sleep architecture suffers, reports the National Sleep Foundation. That means you're more prone to waking up during the night and less likely to get a deep sleep your heart needs to function properly. Women also have to battle the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause. Hot flashes are notorious for wrecking slumber. Shorter sleep duration and poorer quality of sleep seem to be associated with increased stiffness of the arteries and increased cholesterol plaque, especially in the carotid arteries, says staff cardiologist Christine Jealous, MD, PhD of the Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. A few classic tips for a better night's sleep. Avoid afternoon naps and caffeine within 6 hours of your bedtime. Doctors have been telling the link between healthy eating and healthy heart for decades. These foods and drinks are worth special attention. Yogurt. Yogurts and spreads containing plant steroids, substances smaller, similar to good cholesterol, such as Smart Balance and Benecol, can reduce the blood levels of LDL cholesterol by up to 10%, says Kristen Morey, MD, a clinical dietitian at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. Coffee. Number 20. The research and recommendations about coffee have been all over the place, with some studies suggesting the beverage is harmful to health and others stressing its benefits. According to the American College of Cardiology, ACC, coffee might be helpful in reducing the risk of arrhythmias, heart disease, and stroke, but don't overdo it. Moore cautions the current conservation recommends a maximum of 3 cups of coffee per day. Number 21, lean beef. Surprised this is on the list? Don't be. Moore says that beef is loaded with zinc, iron, and B vitamins, all of which help boost the heart health. Stick to lean cuts like flank or skirt steak and 95% lean ground beef, or look for cuts marked round or loin, such as top sirloin, bottom round, great for pot roast, and tenderloin. They have the lowest fat content. Limit your intake to 4 to 6 ounces, no more than 3 times a week. Cumin, number 22. For some curry in a hurry, according to Morey, this spice has been found to have powerful effects on heart health. A study published in the journal Complementary Therapies and Clinical Practice found that overweight or obese women who consumed just a half a teaspoon of this spice daily reduced their LDL cholesterol and triglycerides and raised their levels of good HDL cholesterol at the same time. Number 23, mushrooms. A recent scientific review published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology analyzed how popular foods help your heart. The authors gave big thumbs up to mushrooms for anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits. 24, peanuts. They're less expensive than walnuts and almonds, but they confer the same heart benefits. Researchers looking into diets of people in the United States and abroad found that those who regularly ate peanuts with other nuts were far less likely to have died of heart disease. For maximum health benefits, choose unsalted peanuts and peanut butter without added sugar. Oranges. Studies suggest that diets high in vitamin C may reduce your risk of stroke, especially if you smoke, and oranges are one of the best sources. Strawberries, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and red bell pepper are also excellent sources. Number 26, kiwi. Eating 2 or 3 kiwis a day can help reduce harmful blood triglyceride levels, Morey says. The fruit also helps raise HDL level. It is rich in vitamin C and E and minerals, potassium, magnesium, copper, and phosphorus. Morey adds, If you're up for eating the skin, then you can double the amount of fiber you get from this fuzzy fruit. Chocolate. Dark chocolate. At least 75% cocoa. 85% is best. Can be heart healthy, Morey says. And it's rich in helpful flavonoids, particularly flavonoids that can help lower the risk of heart disease, according to the AHA. What's more, the AHA states that chocolate or cocoa may lower the risk of insulin resistance and high blood pressure in adults. Urinate when you feel the urge. Research at Taiwan University found that full bladder causes your heart to beat faster and puts added stress on the coronary arteries, triggering them to contract, which could lead to a heart attack in people who are vulnerable. Number 29, get the right minerals. Potassium and magnesium are among the most important. Potassium helps keep our cells, tissues, and organs, electrical systems working properly. Magnesium helps protect against heart attack risks, strengthens muscles and tissues, and lowers blood pressure. If you notice your heart skipping a beat, your doctor may want to test your mineral levels. Calcium supplements may also be necessary for both men and women, especially if their risk of heart and other diseases begin to climb in our 40s. Number 30, limit the weekend binges. Watching what you eat is important, but new research suggests that when you eat might affect your health too. We tend to diet at consistent times during the work week, but on the weekend, sleeping in, late dinners, and Sunday brunches disrupt our usual meal patterns. The problem, departing from our typical calorie schedule as little as 10% could lead to increases in blood pressure, waist size, and body mass index. According to a new study at Columbia University, of 116 women ages 20 to 64, researchers aren't sure exactly why, but they believe the disruptions in the circadian rhythms of our heart and other organs are to blame. Get some sun. Low levels of vitamin D have been linked to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and even COVID-19, and the risk for many of these tends to increase with advancing age. Sunlight stimulates your body production of vitamin D. You can also get vitamin D from food and supplements. Number 32, enroll in rehab. Cardiac rehabilitation, that is. If you already had a heart attack, doctors agree that participating in a supervised program of exercise and lifestyle changes is key to reducing your risk of repeat. Everyone who's had a heart attack should leave the hospital with cardiac rehabilitation as part of their treatment plan, says Martha Gulati, MD, Chief of Cardiology at the University of Arizona and Editor-in-Chief of CardioSmart, the patient engagement program of the ACC. If it doesn't get set up while you're in the hospital, ask your physician how to enroll. Alan Schwartzstein, a family physician in South Central Wisconsin and an officer for the American Academy of Family Physicians, adds that patients who live far from a cardio rehab center might be able to participate virtually. People could sign up for text messages from the program to receive reminders about daily exercise and dietary changes, he says. Number 33, don't let your heart harden. Starting at around age 50, the heart muscles begin to stiffen, making it tougher for it to pump blood efficiently throughout the body. The medical term for this phenomenon is diastolic dysfunction. The muscle isn't able to relax after each beat, increasing wear and tear. For women, hormonal changes can make matters worse. When estrogen levels decline, women often develop stiffening of the heart muscles, says integrative cardiologist Regina Drews, MD, of the Integrative Cardiology Center of Long Island. Regular exercise and a balanced diet can help. Don't delay consulting your doctor if you have any hallmark symptoms, shortness of breath, fatigue, rapid heartbeat, coughing up pink and foamy mucus, or swelling in the legs, ankles, and feet. Number 34. People be active and kind. People who spend a lot of time being sedentary are 73% more likely to develop metabolic syndrome, a cluster of problems that raise heart disease risk. Meanwhile, a study found that those who spent money on other people had lower blood pressure than those who spent money on themselves. To double your benefits, do something physical active on behalf of someone else. While you're shoveling snow, clear your neighbor's walkway too. An interesting side of that, I have a cousin who lives in Colorado. Her next-door neighbor, and she's about my age, in her 70s, and her next-door neighbor has a snowblower, and every time it snows, he comes next door and snowblows her driveway and sidewalk. Let's move to Consumer Reports now. Your essential guide to online safety. Part 1, I tried to get my name off people search sites. It was almost impossible. Part 2, scrubbing your info from people search sites. And Part 3, your digital security action plan. In recent years, we've been spending more and more time online. that has only increased since the pandemic, which has required many of us to work, shop, and socialize through our screens. We're thankful for the technological innovations that allow this, but there are risks. Hackers and scammers are ever more sophisticated at gaining entry to digital accounts and devices, which can cost consumers dearly in time, money, and hassle. Privacy is also a concern. If you, like many people, are unsure what can really help you stay more secure online, CR offers simple and effective steps. Part 1. As a child in the 1980s, I remember staring at my mother's listing in the White Pages, which back then was an actual book issued by the phone company and printed on white paper. The entry revealed our phone number, but the address line was blank, and the spot for her first name held only my mother's initial. She was single and working as an immigrant rights advocate in Minneapolis. Before omitting her address, she had gotten hate mail. She worried about being targeted by creeps. "I don't want people to think it's a woman living here alone," she told me. A generation on, women and vulnerable groups can add online harassment to the threats faced by our mothers and grandmothers. As a journalist, I have covered conspiracy theorists, white supremacists, and militant nationalists, and like many women who occupy public positions, I've been the target of vicious social media email messages. By the way, this is by Mara Havistendahl. Interesting spelling. Some of the reactions to the 2020's Black Lives Matter protest underscored that the threat faced by women of color is even more acute. And yet, as I discovered when I tried to conceal the details of my life from public view, going unlisted and new is now a Herculean task. People search sites such as Intellis, My Life, and Spokio Number in the hundreds, collecting data on most of us. The modern-day descendant of the phone book, these data brokers scrape phone numbers and email addresses and lots of other personal information from public records. Then they sell it online to anyone with a credit card. When I Googled my name last year, the search results filled several pages. The sites even hawked an address where I lived for a short time 15 years ago. People search sites can be helpful. They help police locate suspects, reconnect people with long-lost friends, and aid adoptees in finding their birth parents. I have used them myself as a reporter to find contact information for sources. But these sites can create serious hazards, too. They often encourage voyeurism with come-ons, such as arrest record, marriage records, contact information, and more, and we've uncovered sensitive personal information about Mara. They can be used to commit identity theft and dox people, publicizing sensitive or personal information to make someone a target for harassment or violence. They can also lead stalkers to victims or escalate online harassment to real-world assault. The sites make it almost impossible to hide. Thwarting stalkers. Jessica Tunon fled an emotionally abusive relationship in Florida in 2007. She moved to Virginia, but her former partner kept contacting her. When she changed her email address and phone number, he switched to messaging her on LinkedIn and Twitter. Tunon filed a civil protection order against her harasser, but he knew she wasn't safe while he could still find her address online. Though her sister, who had once worked for a data broker, Tunon had learned that just how much personal information was available to anyone with a quick web search. Feeling scared and helpless, Tunon embarked on a campaign to scrub her contact information from the Internet. For the next few years, she spent roughly 2 hours a week researching the subject, learning how to petition data brokers and other institutions to keep her information out of her former partner's hands. Anyone can ask to have their information removed from one of these sites, but in most states, data brokers are not legally obligated to comply. Tunon Sumson had to speak with several employees at the same company before a people search she agreed site agreed to delete her data. Other companies required her to send in a copy of the civil protection order before they'd help. "Everything you do, you have to reshare your story," she says. Tunon had hoped to distance herself from the traumatizing situation, but instead she was forced to relive it continually. "More than a year ago, I set out on a journey of my own. As I prepared to publish my second book, I tried to get my name off these people search sites. It was almost impossible. It turns out that sites such as White Pages are much more pernicious than the printed White Pages of old. My first book, Unnatural Selection, dealt with abortion and annoyed a small but vocal set of people, including a man who sent me a threatening Facebook message, promising to physically confront me at a reading. My publisher scrambled to tighten security for the event, but the man didn't show up. At the time, I was living in the Netherlands, where there are more regulations protecting data privacy, and my personal information wasn't readily available online. This time around, I've written a book on the U.S. government response to the Chinese industrial espionage, titled The Scientist and the Spy. It detailed allegations of racism within the FBI. I expected it might upset some people, and I was living in the U.S. where a trail of public records may be much easier to find. Removing personal information from data brokers felt like a wise precaution for me. But for women such as Tunon, it's absolutely essential. We receive a steady stream of calls from people of all walks of life, all ages, and all states looking to get rid of the data broker site, says Pam Dixon, executive director of the Public Interest Research Group World Privacy Forum. There's not an easy way to do it. They present profound safety issues. Victims of stalking or domestic violence can't even find safety by fleeing to a relative's house, because when you look up a name, many people search sites not just their individual's data, but also information on their family members. As Tunon found, concealing yourself from public view is complicated and time-consuming. You can't do it by making a single phone call or filing out a single form, the way my mother did. While many sites offer some way to remove yourself, each has a uniquely labyrinthine process that's often difficult to learn about, much less navigate. It is far easier to buy the criminal records of all your neighbors than it is to scrub your personal details from these fights. The WPF and other organizations have published information to help people get started deleting their data. I used the big-ass data broker opt-out list, compiled by journalist Yael Grauer. Grauer also wrote, "Scrubbing your info from people search sites," and is a major contributor to the CR Security Planner. Still, the process was tedious and confusing. I filled out online forms and sent off a slew of emails, starting with the larger data collection companies. I kept a log of my efforts as I worked. Spokeo submitted an email confirmations. I wrote one day, then later a Rodera's claimed profile, deleted relevant records, and made private. Some sites asked me to enter a current phone number or email address to remove my data, which felt like extortion. Others asked me to register and create a password, but then gave me no option to delete all my data. A few of them required me to pick up the phone and send a snail mail or fax in my request. Where do you even find a fax machine these days? The data brokers claim they need all kinds of small personal details to confirm an individual's identity before removing their data. For the suppression to be accurate, it is requested that the individual provide all variations of their full name, Matt Ramsey, spokesperson for Axion, one of the biggest data brokers, wrote in an email. That might include nicknames, former names, married name, common spellings or misspellings, and that can make it seem like you're just helping the data brokers add to their dossiers. No two of the convoluted procedures seem to be alike. People who track the problem estimate that it can take from 6 business days to 2 weeks of full-time work to delete your information from data broker sites. I made opting out a hobby, picking it up whenever my work was slow, and the process ended up spanning months. Grauer told me that opting out is so arduous in the days before the coronavirus, she considered hosting opt-out parties where attendees would remove themselves from people search sites while socializing. Because people search sites often get acquired by other companies, I had trouble keeping track of which was which. The opt-out process frequently changed, too. Worse yet, the companies were continuing to trawling driver's license, registration records, voters registration databases, and address information from the U.S. Postal Service, creating new lists to replace the ones I had removed. It all struck me as deeply unfair. Data brokers were making money off of me, but I never volunteered to be turned into a product. Even Pam Dixon at the WPF had trouble removing her personal information from these sites, and she works on privacy issues for a living. Unfortunately, ultimately, I caved and joined a service called Delete Me, which charges a sizable fee to suppress information that should be protected to begin with. That didn't fully resolve the problem. Even dedicated services miss some people's search sites, and paying isn't an option for everyone, especially at a moment when many Americans are experiencing financial hardships. Privacy cannot be just for the rich people and the privileged, Dixon says. We need to offer free opt-outs that are easy, effective, and that last. A continuing challenge. Jesse Tunon now lives in Washington, D.C., where she is vigilant about trying to minimize the personal information she shares with any agency that feeds public records. It has been an ongoing struggle. When Tunon started a business out of her home, the networking and wellness company, NetWalking, in the District's Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, required a physical address. She registered with one, but then fought to have it replaced with the post office box. The effort took 5 years. Out of caution, Tuna refrained from doing any marketing in the meantime. The hardest thing was not being able to work on my company because my address was online, she says. Tunon subsequently helped push for an address confidentiality program in Washington, D.C., which began in 2018. The program allows survivors of domestic abuse, stalking, sexual assault, and human trafficking to receive mail at a dummy address. Only a handful of states have laws on the books that regulate people search sites. Vermont has required data brokers to register with the Secretary of State since January 1, 2019, a measure that takes the first step of exposing which outfits are profiting from people's data. Assistant Attorney General Ryan Krieger, who has helped shape the Vermont law, says industry lobbyists have fought it both tooth and nail. The data broker industry has never been regulated before, and they wanted to keep it that way, Krieger says. This is the only industry I can think of that flourishes by not having anyone know they exist. Today, Tunon says, her information continues to show up on people search sites, prompting her to regularly Google herself to find out what has appeared. She has become an expert in all of this. But what happens to someone who speaks minimal English, who doesn't have a steady internet connection, who can't spend months recovering information because they face immediate threats? Before I started paying to keep my data safe, I found my information reappearing online too. 5 months after opening up from one data broker, my profile popped back up. When I clicked on my name, the page showed a satellite photo of a house where I'd once lived. I imagined people across America encountering similar images of their homes as they sat at their computers trying desperately to keep their information offline. Part 2. Scrubbing your info from people search sites. Removing your data from people search sites isn't a one-time task. After you take the following steps, you'll have to check to make sure your info is gone. Then repeat the process as it reappears around twice a year. Because it's time-consuming, you may want to start with a few of the best-known sites, such as Ben Verified, People Finders, Peepee, Spokio, White Pages, and Zoom Info. I maintain a list of more than 50 sites opt-out links. Search online for Big Ass Data Broker opt-out list. First, check on the site to learn whether it has your information listed. Then you see what each data broker requires you to opt out. Some make you send a letter or fax or call by phone. Others ask for personal information before they will scrub your data, so be cautious. For instance, if a data broker requests a copy of your driver's license, cross out your license number before you send it. If time is a concern, you can pay a service to do the opting out for you. While none promise to remove your data from every people search site out there, there's what leading companies currently offer. Delete Me. Remove your info from 41 sites every 3 months, 129 per year, or 229 for two people. Privacy Duck. We'll do a monthly data removal for two people, from 92 sites, 499 per year, or 101 sites for $1,000. One Rep deletes from 96 sites, $100 per year per person, or 180 for a family, with a pricier option for the most challenging sites. Number 3, your Digital Action Security Action Plan. Stories abound about online risk, from fake emails designed to steal your password to malware that can scramble everything on your computer. But it's not hard to make your digital life much safer, even if you don't consider yourself tech-savvy. What follows is a straightforward action plan that can help with a wide variety of digital security challenges, whether it's preserving family photos in the event of a stolen laptop or reducing the chance of a criminal logging into your bank account. The advice here is drawn from our free web-based guideline, the CR Security Planner. We've selected 10 of the most critical steps, divided into 4 categories. Most take only a few minutes to accomplish, and doing even 2 or 3 can make a big difference. The Security Planner was originally developed at the Citizen Lab, a research group at the University of Toronto, with CR's help. We updated and expanded the guide and relaunched it last fall. You can use the CR Security Planner to create detailed and personalized action plan based on the products you use and any special concerns you have. Find it at securityplanner.org. Get a password manager, top priority. The low-down, long, complicated passwords can help make sure no one else can log into your financial, email, and other accounts, and you need a different one for every account. A password manager app makes it easier by creating and saving all those passwords, then entering them whenever you log in. You just need to remember one master password for the password manager itself. The how-to. Consumer Reports' top-rated options are iPassword Keeper and Bitwarden. Sign up, in most cases, for a small monthly fee. Download the app to your phone and computer and start changing passwords, beginning with your most important accounts. This part could take a few hours, but you can do it over a few days if you like. Pro tip. Your browser can save passwords for you, but your shiny new password manager will work across multiple browsers and devices, no matter which phone, tablet, or computer you use. Use multi-factor authentication. The lowdown now that you have strong passwords, it's belt and suspenders time. That means turning on multi-factor authentication, or MFA, called two-factor authentication, or 2FA. The tech word is bubbling over with jargon. With MFA, you need a second bit to prove that you're you, in addition to your password. That's good, because if someone has stolen your password, they still won't be able to log in. The how-to. You can set up an MFA for many accounts. Look under the same menu where you change your password and follow the prompts to turn on MFA. You can opt to have a short one-time code texted to you each time you want to log into the account using a new device. Even better, many sites let you have code supplied by an app you downloaded to your phone. The pro tip, Consumer Reports doesn't evaluate authentication apps, but security experts offer Authy and Google Authenticator. Sidestep phishing scams. The lowdown. Received a house on fire email from the IRS, a bank, or Apple? Does it say you better log in right away to stop something terrible from happening? It could be a scam, so don't hit the reply button. I get at least one or two of those a day. Online criminals have become very skilled at phishing, making fake emails and websites look like they're those of a legitimate organization to trick people into giving up sensitive info or downloading the dangerous software. The how-to. Hovering over a sender's email address or linked in an email can help you see where the address or URL looks legitimate, but it's easy to miss the subtle difference between a legit link or web address and a fraudulent one. To be safe, open a new browser tab and go to the company's website yourself. Don't copy the link and copy the link from the email, then log in or call customer service to see what's going on with your account. Pro tip, never rely on a phone number in an email or text message that purports to be from a business. Criminals can set up call centers, too. Guard against viruses and other malware. Update your software. The lowdown. Bad actors steadily find new ways to attack computers, phones, and applications with malicious software that can spy on you, slow down your computer, corrupt or delete files, or even take control of a device. Keep your system software updated to get the latest protections. How to? Windows and Mac computers, Android and Apple smartphones and tablets should all alert you when there's an operating system or OS update available. When you get the heads up from your device, you simply need to click on a button to start the installation. It's wise to set up your various applications for automatic updates too. Go into settings on your device to turn this feature on. Pro tip, hang on to any gadget long enough and it will no longer be able to use the newest security updates. That's a good time to buy a new device. Opt for extra protection. The lowdown. Using an antivirus program or software can also help keep your device clear of malware. How to? Windows 10 has built-in antivirus protection called Microsoft Defender Antivirus for Windows Security and the latest version of OS. To make sure it's on, go to Windows Security under Update and Security in Settings. Macs don't have the equivalent feature, but they come with a firewall you can turn on, which can block traffic from dangerous sites. The Windows firewall is on by default. Fix for more protection, use antivirus software. Recommended free options include Avira Free Security Suite and Kaspersky Security Cloud free for Windows and AVG Antivirus for Mac. Pro tip. For most people, free antivirus packages offer plenty of protection. Paid security sites typically have features that might not appear in free options, including parental controls, anti-spam filters, and warnings that pop up if you click on a phishing link. Make sure a lost phone or laptop isn't a disaster. The lowdown. Many of us store cherished puppy photos, family pics from holidays past, and business pictures on our phone and laptops. But those files are a risk if our devices break or get lost, stolen, or damaged by malware. You can rest easier if you back up make copies of your files. How to. On your computer, search for file history on a Windows 10 computer or Time Machine on a Mac. Once there, you can set up automatic backups, copying your files to an external drive in your home. You can also consider an online service such as Apple iCloud or Google Drive as an alternative or complement to local backups. With a smartphone, you can plug it into your computer and back the data up there, or have it back up to the cloud. Pro tip: think about your online storage needs and how best to meet them. Apple provides its customers with 5 gigabytes of free storage as a very rough estimate. That might be enough to store a couple thousand photos shot with a modern smartphone. And Google provides 15 gigabytes. You can get 50 gigabytes from Apple for $1 per month and 100 gigabytes from Google for $2 per month. Backing up your data at home may be cheaper. External devices can cost less than $100, but not quite as safe if you experience a flood or fire or your backup drive fails. Encrypt your devices. The lowdown: you can encrypt the data on your computer or phone to make everything from old tax documents to text messages inaccessible, which is smart in case your device is lost or stolen. Encryption scrambles the data so that it can't be accessed by anyone who doesn't have your password. The how-to: with a phone, you don't have to do much. Most Android phones and iPhones are encrypted anytime the screen is locked with a passcode. So just make sure you choose a strong one. Avoid obvious patterns such as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Your computer takes a bit more work. In Windows 10, look under the settings for update and security, then device encryption. Not there? On some Windows computers, you'll need to search for Manage BitLocker instead. It allows you to choose specific files and orders folders to encrypt. If you have a Mac, the feature you want is called File Vault. Pro tip: your computer, but not your phone, will be encrypted only when it's shut down, not simply asleep. So shut down your laptop when you're traveling with it. Rescue lost gadgets. The lowdown: whether you left your laptop in the library or your phone in the backseat of an Uber, tech magic — that reminds me of that woman who attacked that boy in New York because she left her phone in an Uber — tech magic can help you find it, as long as you set things ahead of time. The how-to: you've probably been able to find my iPhone and find my device for Android phones when you first set up your smartphone. If you're unsure, double-check in settings. Got a MacBook? To find my Mac controls are in System Preferences. On a Windows laptop, look in settings to find my device. Pro tip: to track a missing gadget, you can sign into your account from another device. Go to the iCloud.com. Go to iCloud.com for Apple products and Android.com/find for Android devices, and Microsoft.com for Windows computers. For some devices, you can also lock or erase the contents. Hack-proof your home network. Safeguard your Wi-Fi. The lowdown: your phone, computer, smart TV, smart speakers, video doorbells, and other devices connect to your home Wi-Fi network, and from there to the Internet, so it's vital to keep your Wi-Fi as secure as possible. How-to: first, make sure you have a strong password for your Wi-Fi network for controlling your router's settings. The router is the small device that creates your Wi-Fi network and connects it to the Internet. If you're using the default password that came with your router, change it pronto. Next, ensure that the software for your router is always up to date. If the router is from your Internet service provider, the company probably does that for you. If you have your own router, see whether you're getting automatic updates for it. Check the router's phone app or open a web browser and type in the device IP address, a numeric designation you can find by searching the router model online. When the manufacturer stops issuing updates, it's wise to get a new router. Pro tip: if your router settings be in your router settings, be sure universal plug and play port forwarding are turned off. This makes it harder for malware and hackers to gain entry. Secure security cameras and other connected gizmos. The lowdown: anything that connects your home to the Internet makes you at least a bit vulnerable to bad actors. For instance, some security cameras and baby monitors have been hacked and the video is viewed by strangers. The how-to: if you're shopping for an item such as a baby monitor, decide whether you really want that one connected to the Internet. If you don't feel the need to check your monitor from your phone when you left the babysitter in charge, consider a model that just works within your home. For items you do connect to Wi-Fi, set up a strong password and use the MFA if it's offered. Never use any default password that came from the device. Pro tip: even if you have an appliance that connects to the Internet, such as a garage door opener, you typically don't have that feature unless it feels like a real benefit to you. And a kind of an aside, and this is kind of interesting, probably 20 years ago, I was involved in a church television program. And, of course, we had the monitors up and we had the soundboard and everything. And one day I'm listening and I hear a baby crying. And what it was, one of the neighbors to the church had a baby monitor that actually broadcast a strong enough signal that it interfered with our taping broadcast. So we got a hold of him and finally told him to turn it down some. Let's close out with a little road report. Genesis GV80. The GV80 is the first SUV from Hyundai's upscale Genesis brand. Primarily a two-row SUV, a tight third row comes as an option. It also comes with one or two turbocharged engine choices, a four-cylinder and a V6. The V6 delivered robust and effortless acceleration. The GV80 looks as luxurious as it feels and is loaded with style and latest high-tech features, though the infotainment system is tricky to use. CR's take, the GV80 is as smooth, agile, and quiet and refined as a luxury European SUV. We only wish the controls weren't quite so complex. Signs that your headlights aren't properly aligned. Getting hammered by a pothole can knock your headlights out of alignment, making driving at night unsafe. If you suddenly notice that you can't see as much of the road as you usually do, your headlights may have shifted downward. If drivers of oncoming vehicles start flashing their high beams at you, even when your arms are not on, your headlights may have shifted upwards. In either case, just head to a repair shop, have them checked and aligned as necessary. It's a quick job that could cost about $50 and could prevent a crash. An e-scooter rider injuries. A recent study by the Insurance Institute of the Highway Safety in Washington, D.C. found that e-scooter riders are twice as likely as cyclists to be hurt due to potholes, uneven pavement, and poles. They also have more emergency room visits per million miles traveled. E-scooters can be fun and useful, but riding them can also pose safety hazards, says William Wallace, CR's manager of safety policy. You can just see one of them running into a pole somewhere. And the vital statistics, $910, the average annual cost of ownership of a BMW in year 10. BMW has the highest annual cost of ownership at that point. Chrysler has the lowest at $208. And with that, we have just about run out of time for today's episode of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Notice that's ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening.